All right, welcome to Drill Down Earnings. We've got the latest earnings results, quarterly results from Spotify, and they were good. This is the business story behind One Stock on a Move. I'm Corey Johnson, Futurum's chief market strategist. Spotify earnings, we care a lot because it's a dominating media company making a move to make a lot more money from advertising, which is tough in the era of Meta and Facebook and Instagram and Google controlling so many of the ad dollars in the world. So how are they doing? Of course, Wall Street only cares about a beat or a miss. And yeah, this was a beat. That says a lot about expectations, of course. But when we look a little bit deeper in the business story behind these numbers, the actual numbers here, $3.87 billion in quarterly revenues. That's 1% better than the street expected, but earnings per share way above street estimates, 55% above. That just means the analysts got it wrong. But 16% year-over-year revenue growth, really good. And monthly active users growing as well. So an interesting quarter for this company. When we look beyond the headline numbers, what we see is that their premium users, the users who pay, people like me, people probably like you, that business is doing all right. Their average revenue per user also doing all right and growing really steadily. But it is the ad-supported users that are really growing the breadth of what is Spotify and in a really dramatic fashion and kind of consistently. And what was really different this time around was gross margins for the ad-supported business were 6.4%, the best they've done ever, a really strong number from this company. And again, that ad-supported business really just doing well. Average revenue per user as well, quite good there. That has led to strong free cash flow for this company, really the strongest free cash flow they've ever had in any quarter. And monthly active user growth, MAUs, MAUs, no one says MAUs, but monthly active users growing steadily across the world. And indeed, outside of Latin America, outside of North America, outside of Europe, that's their strongest growth. The rest of the world growing at 32%. On a year-over-year basis. And maybe the most important thing of all is expenses were down as a percentage of revenues. And that is something that Wall Street was really beating this company up about, wondering if they would ever have a culture that would look at managing costs and delivering revenues that resulted in profits and indeed free cash flow. When you look at the stock chart, the market loved this stock. It was up about 11% today after these results were out, and 127% over the course of the last year. So really strong year for Spotify. But again, operating margins and gross margins, clearly the story here. And the question is this really a completely different company with the same management? Are they focused on the bottom line, or are they just kind of different? Maybe a certain percentage different? This is the question put to CEO Daniel Ek.
I would say it's really an 80-20 story. 80% is pretty much the same, but we're actually delivering on all the things we said in 2022. And 20% is, there may be some added upside by us just being a more resourceful company. And, you know, I'm certainly surprised in a positive way by the resilience and the resourcefulness that the teams are showing on some line items like, you know, marketing and cost of delivery, as just to mention two examples. So I think we can be a better company than even what I said in 2022. But I think you shouldn't see this as something very different than what we outline. It is pretty much the same, but hopefully with a little bit crisper execution on it.
So 80% the same, 20% different. Look, the result is the percentages are better when it comes to operating margins. And Wall Street certainly like those numbers. Who doesn't like those numbers? Profits are good. Right, what's it all mean? What's your big drill down earnings takeaway? And what's one number that tells us a whole lot? I'll have all that right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
Okay, here's your quick drill down earnings takeaway on Spotify. Everything you need to know about the quarter for Spotify. It was a strong quarter, $3.87 billion in revenues. That's up 16% over the last year. And earnings per share so much better than Wall Street expected because gross margins were better. Gross margins of 27.6%, really strong for this business. Operating margins also a really big improvement. And I promised you the drill down bite, one number that tells us a whole lot. Look, the ad-supported business is a lot of this business right now. 62% of the users are ad-supported, but the number that matters is 11%. While 62% of the users are ad-supported, 11% of the revenues for this company come from the ad-supported side. All right, Drill Down Earnings brought to you by 6.5 Media. You can follow us on X. I'm at Corey TV, at Drill Down Pod on TikTok and Instagram, and robust earnings reports at Futurum Group on YouTube.